of him performing. All right. Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97 Funk Flex, of course. My man Waka Flocka is here, all right? Still here. Album in stores. We at the club tonight. Amnesia tonight. If you want to ride, we'll be there.
Going in.
That's right. Funk Flex, DJ Camillo. Okay, so yesterday, Waka, you and Stephen Hill, who represents BET, exchanged a couple angry emails.
I was not directing to nobody. I was just putting it out there,
saying what you felt.
Yeah.
So now I'm. Tell me, what was it that made you feel, or I should say, offended you about what was being said? What was it that took your energy somewhere else?
Let me see. I was mad though. I'm gonna keep it gangster, right? I was so mad. I'm like, hey man, call up all hip hop, anybody, blah, boom. So I hung up with my publicist. So I give like 30 seconds. I called back like, hey, hold on.
Now, when you say you hung up, what was it that was said to you that, or what was going on at the moment that was becoming an issue to you?
Nah, it was nothing about Stephen Hill. In the beginning, they just said, me and my DJ, we planned the show. We messed the show up. So that made me mad. I didn't know who made anything.
And what was their reasoning for saying that? Why did they feel that you and your DJ messed the show?
Because my boy, he messed around and played the wrong set. That was the act of God. Hey, that's what happened, but that wasn't our fault. So I was just mad at that. I didn't know who to point no finger, but I thought BET as a whole. But I don't think he knows. So I said, man, I can't let my anger get the best of me, man. I'm going to chill. I'm going to map this out the right way. Maybe I'm tripping. So I was tripping because that's what it was.
So you didn't intend to change the song. It just happened.
Yeah,
the DJ
happened.
Played the song. You wanted to go ahead with everything that was happening, yeah, not spoil the moment,
come on, man. Come
and
on.
Perform that song.
Come on, if I do that, they'll blackball my career. Then it's over.
And you never wanted to appear as if that wasn't always your plan while performing.
Yeah.
Of what's going on. So this happens, okay? So, and then is it after that that Stephen Hill sends out the tweet?
I don't know when he sent it out. I just got a message like, they just said, yo, BET was good to Waka Flocka perform. I'm like,
and now, you know, I do my little homework. So I think Stephen Hill sent out a tweet that says, BET Hip Hop Awards, the show was going well, and then Waka Flate. Yeah, I said it. I think that's what he says. And then he says, Waka Flocka flamed out. That's because he was upset, I guess, about where you were going.
Again, like, see, the anger get the best of you, but you know something? I couldn't get mad because I'm like, yo, how can I? That's like, go back. That reminds me of the Method Man situation. Like, how can I go at it with this guy? Snow wins. He could tell everybody, you do a song with him, you banned from BET. So guess what? I'm like,
well, I mean, but before we can squash it, I think you returned fire. That's what I'm gonna call it. He said, "I want to thank as a whole." He said, "99%, should I say? It's just that 1% is a duck ass." Wow, you were upset.
You're right. I was upset about a tweet, but I gotta chill out, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta respect. You gotta respect the OG, man.
I know kids hate when their parents get on Twitter. That's what you said.
Flex, come on, man. Throw some water on the fire, man. Stop dropping rolls.
I'm just reading it.
About to stop dropping rolls. You throwing fire on me.
No. Well, I know you and him have hooked up since then, so.
Yeah, we both.
So, and he, you know what, though? And we have to mention that Stephen Hill did. Before the whole conversation was over, he said he wanted to talk, and that he should not have sent the first text. You know, so I think that was, you know, very manly of him. He could have just rolled it out and been bitter, but there was definitely some fighting exchange words here. Wow, this guy.
I'm gonna tell you something though. I think that all worked out in God's favor though, because that gave him an insight who I was, because he learned a lot about me today.
So when you went to see him, it was just you and him?
Yeah, it's just me and him. There's no manager. I don't need anybody to talk for me. I know he don't need anybody to talk for him. So it's just like, he understand what happened on my side, and I understand why he got mad. He was right, because I had a prompt on the stage that blow fire.
Okay.
And when I grab people on the stage, they would So that's why I'm like, wow, they, of course, homie, money. I would have finished, everybody finished. So he was right.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? But the tweet just, it just got crazy.
The tweet took you to a bad place.
Hey, man, it just was crazy, but I'm happy it happened like that because we ended it, and then he learned me better as a man, learned why, how I act. I broke everything down, let him know more about me. It's more understanding, so it's bigger than music.
And that's a good thing. Guess what? Good. It's always nice to have a relationship with a bigwig at BET. So this did turn out pretty good for you.
Yeah.
It's I-97 Funk Flex. Call me 1-800-223-9797. Text 75759. Hit up the website in flexwetrust.com, hot97.com. We are at Amnesia tonight. So we're going to party, album release party for my man Waka. So come down there and get there early. Funk Flex, DJ Camillo, Joe Body, what it is. Dress to impress, because you know the block's going to be on lock. I will be parked on the block, rimmed up heavy. You know what I'm doing. You know what I'm pushing out here, all right? I thank you for coming through, my brother.
All right, man. I'll keep it QU, man. You got to know that.
Hot 97.